Chapter 6. A few hours later, they were back at sea. Every muscle in Martin's body ached. He was exhausted after the hard work yesterday and the late night. He had begged Ian for a few more hours of sleep. Of course, Ian didn't listen. He was far too excited. Today, they were looking for small items to sell. Martin planned to search inside the large cabin on deck. He might find bits of equipment or small pieces of machinery. Everything was worth money. Ian was staying on the ship's deck. Yesterday they had seen lots of shells for the big guns, and he was going to collect as many as he could carry. Martin waved to his partner and swam in through the large, empty window at the front of the cabin. He moved carefully, because the cabin was full of furniture and pieces of broken equipment. He shone his torch as he swam through the darkness. Before long, he saw something. A pistol was lying on the floor. He hadn't expected to find anything like this. He looked at it carefully and then put it in his bag. His search continued to be successful. He found a metal helmet, a knife, 3 metal cap badges, and some other small items. However, he was really excited when he saw an old telescope. It was in bad condition, but he knew it could be worth thousands of pounds. "This will be a wonderful ornament when we clean and polish it," he thought, as he swam under a low shelf to pick it up. He stretched his arm under the shelf and tried to reach the telescope. He finally managed to grab it, but his breathing tube caught on a rusty piece of metal. Without thinking, he pulled his head away, and the breathing tube tore open. Martin swallowed a mouthful of water. He closed his mouth quickly and knew he was in a lot of trouble. He had to move quickly. He could hold his breath for about a minute. He needed to swim back to the deck and find his partner. They could share Ian's breathing tube until they reached the surface. All divers practiced this in case of emergencies. After 15 seconds, he made it through the cabin window. After 30 seconds, he was swimming over the deck. Where was Ian? Martin looked around in panic. He had to be here somewhere. Finally, he saw him at the far end of the deck. He swam forwards as quickly as he could. His lungs felt ready to burst. He was getting there. He was over halfway. Martin was only 15 meters from the figure when he could no longer hold his breath. He opened his mouth, and his lungs immediately filled with water. Ian was busy looking down at the deck for shells. He didn't see the body of his old friend as it slowly sank to the deck. With 10 minutes of air left, Ian swam to the anchor rope of their little boat. He held on to the rope and waited and waited. He waited as long as he could, and then he slowly made his way to the surface. Once back on the boat, he waited for another hour. He had no more air tanks, so he couldn't go back down. Eventually, he gave up hope. His friend was down below, and he was never coming back. Ian pulled up the anchor and sailed back to shore. Halfway to the shore, Ian called for help on his radio. He told them the wrong place for the dive. Diving on Second World War shipwrecks was illegal, and he didn't want them to arrest him. He knew his friend was dead. There was nothing anybody could do anyway.